Their capacity to adapt to their environment had kept them safe from the hurricane. I have always loved the mighty oak tree with its majestic appearance, delicately shaped leaves, and changing colours throughout the seasons. It has been in existence long before I was born, and it is likely to be around long after I have departed. But as time has passed, I have developed an even deeper respect for the more adaptable reeds. While lacking the majesty and splendour of the mighty oak tree, they have instead learned how to duck, weave, and dance their way through the seasons. They are the ultimate survivors, capable of adjusting effortlessly to the hostile nature of their environment. Are the resilient reeds a metaphor for life? Introduction. There are many challenges facing our mental health. We are living amid an anxiety epidemic. Depression is one of the most significant mental health issues of our time. Self-harm is endemic amongst our school-going adolescents, and the scourge of young male suicide continues to be of concern. Toxic stress is flourishing. Technology and social media are insidiously, pervasively invading our space. Mental health is defined by the World Health Organization 2013 as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potential, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to her or his community. Life is a constant struggle, a roller coaster emotional ride. But some of us seem to cope better with this emotional roller coaster. They seem calmer, effortlessly dealing with life's challenges, immune to mental health difficulties. These are the people we envy and want to emulate. What makes them different? Why do they seem wiser? A source of stability for those seeking assistance and support. The answer lies in emotional resilience. That is, their emotional capacity to deal with the difficulties of life. Many assume emotional resilience is a gift handed down only to some lucky individuals blessed in the lottery of life. They must have better genes, more secure upbringings, or maybe they are simply fortunate in how things work out for them. The rest of us struggle on. While genes and upbringing are relevant in some of those with emotional resilience, what makes this group special is their unique ability to pragmatically interpret and manage the stressors of life. Would you like to develop and strengthen your emotional resilience? The answer is probably yes. But how do you develop this elusive ability? Why do so many of us struggle to achieve it? The explanation, I believe, lies in the presence or absence of key personal, social, and life skills, which can be learned, practiced, and passed on to others. In emotional resilience, I enumerate the essential skills that can transform your life. Develop and practice them, and the mental health benefits that you reap will be incalculable. Why write a book on emotional resilience? Over decades of assisting those with mental health difficulties, especially depression and anxiety in its many forms, I have noticed how those who developed and practiced emotional resilience skills recovered faster and stayed well. They grew in confidence and became more resilient to whatever stressors came their way. My initial objective is therefore to illustrate how we can best develop such skills. The emotional resilience skills contained in this book are the basic building blocks for life that we require to improve motivation, increase self-confidence, and foster a sense of self-reliance, where "I can do it" becomes our new motto. If we can build up a reserve of emotional resilience, then we will be able to take life in our stride and surf the waves.